Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
Okay, so we had been discussing chapter 18, and we have so far analyzed the actions, knowledge, and the actor. And now, as we have seen, everything is kind of classified into three classes, depending on the qualities of the actions, knowledge, or the actors. And now we are going into the classification of human beings. We also classified the sukha, the happiness or the pleasure which comes from your actions. Actions are performed for, as we said and discussed many times, for two purposes only. One is to gain happiness, and other is to avoid unhappiness. There are actions we perform simply to make sure that there is no sorrow. Your retirement planning for avoiding sorrow in the future. When I'm not working, I'm not able to work, I need planning for my retirement. That's for avoiding unhappiness. But I am accumulating money to buy a BMW to get happiness. So there are two reasons we work in this world. We have identified those. The happiness that comes out of these actions can also be either is a sattvic happiness. It may take very painful efforts in the beginning, but in the end it will be like nectar. Or it will feel like nectar now, but in the end, it turns out to be more painful. Or the last one we have seen is something which even in the beginning it is painful, in the end also painful, but I do it because I think that's the only way I can get some comfort. So now why people act in this manner? The next few verses which we will see, said we are all driven by our qualities. Svabhave vastu pravartate. Beings and things in this world are driven by their own qualities. So, if you ask me to go for a football match, no matter how hard you try, unless there is some other temptation you give, I won't go to football match. As I said, when I was in Dallas, we will have all the social part of football matches. The temptation was all the socializing and the food and friends. Football was least of my concern, because it's not in my nature. But you have a music party, I will stay hungry if I need to sing. Obviously, you can't really sing with a full stomach. So I'll be the last one to eat while everybody has left. Because I want to make sure that I am at my best when my turn comes to sing. So I'm sacrificing something for which my own nature says it's pleasurable. So the next few verses, it says, Natadasti prithivyam va divi devesu va punaha sattvam prakriti jaimuktam yadebi syat tribhigunaihi. Now first thing we say, well, okay, if I understood all that, I'm going to get rid of all the tamas, I'm going to get rid of all the rajas, I'll be just sattvic. Bhagavan said, it is really not possible that there is no being on this earth or again in the heaven, the devas. It's our conception that we are the mortal beings on this planet earth and their immortal beings or devas are in the heaven. This devas, even in our Purana, say they also have their qualities. Some devas are angry, some manipulate, and some do this, that's all the Puranic stories. So it says there is no being, whether a human being or a divine being, deva, who is totally liberated from the three qualities. One cannot get rid of these three qualities totally. Because once you liberate from these gunas, you're out of the prakriti. You're out of maya. These three gunas are the characteristics of maya, the prakriti, the manifest world. As long as you are part of the manifest world as a being, this three has to be there. All these three has to be there to make you a being in this world. Therefore, Bhagavan said, there is no being on this planet or anywhere else in this universe who can be liberated completely from these three gunas. The day you transcend all three gunas, there is no Gita class, there is no you, there is no I, only the Supreme Self, who was never tainted by this Prakriti. So, the next verse says, Brahmana Kshatriya Visham Shudranam Cha Parantapa Karmani Pravibhaktani Swabhava Prabhavai Gunaihi. This is not a social commentary on Indian caste system. Bhagavad Gita was not written after the caste system was already has been completely polluted by whatever the social thinking, all the historical influences. So, this is not a social commentary. So, let's not get confused with what happened in India for the last probably few thousand years on the caste system or Varnashram. It simply says, Brahmana Kshatriya Visham Shudranam Cha Parantapa Karmani Pravibhaktani Swabhava Prabhaivi Gunehi. Whatever is the predominant quality in being, their karmas are assigned accordingly. If my aptitude is to sing, but then you say, no, there is no singing here, you're going to dance today. Obviously, that's not really something I can do. And that happens to me all the time. We go to a party, and then everybody starts dancing, and I'm the one who has no real interest at all. And then I say, no, but why you are not dancing? Because I don't like dancing. That's why I'm not dancing. It's that simple. So, Bhagavan said that each one's actions, karma, is assigned as per the predominant gunas. The Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Kshudra. Now, these classifications are not based on what we understand today, but based on the gunas. And we tend to conveniently forget that Bhagavan has already said in the Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarnam Maya Srishta Guna Karma Vibhaga Saha. Depending on their gunas, their qualities, and their actions, I have created four types of people in this world. Yeah, but then why I'm not a Brahmin and you are not a Kshudra? Everybody in this country of 250 million people or so has equal right, I mean the citizens I'm talking about, has equal right to be a president of this country. How many in this class wants to be a president of this country? None. We have no desire to be that. We have no qualities to become one. Does that mean I don't have a right to become a president? You have every right to become a president. Well, the other day we were in India festival and Tim Kaine came. And obviously we kind of know him for last association all these years. So we took Medha, you know, and had a picture with Tim Kaine. So, and I said, Senator Kaine, this is the newest member in my family. And he said, oh, the future senator of Virginia. From his perspective, a child can only aspire to become another senator. Medha, she will become exactly what her guna karma. So Bhagavan said, the Prakriti has created four types of beings, at least in the human race, with their qualities and their actions are assigned accordingly. And I told you in our architecture firm, we're all architects, we come out of architecture college, but then some have design tendency, artistic side. Some are more on the nitty-gritty type construction and details. And there's some purely management. Now, if you take the one and assign the other, it's always a disaster. So even though we have abolished the system of design department, production department, we still assign work according to their tendencies. Does that mean we are discriminating? No. We are just trying to make people more comfortable in their ability to produce work. So, Bhagavan says, Brahmana Kshatriya Visham Shudranam Cha Parantapa Karmani Pravibhaktani Swabhava Prabhavai Gunaihi. all these people have own tendencies, and the work is distributed in the society according to their qualities born of their own nature, not that somebody instilled by force. There is a lot of social injustice in this world, but that's not what Bhagavad Gita is all about. Bhagavad Gita says, Bhagavad Gita makes a statement of facts. How we understand this fact and utilize or misuse is our shortcomings and ignorance, not Bhagavad Gita's. So, the next verse says, Shamaha, Damaha, Tapaha, Shaucham, Kshantihi, Arjavam, Evacha, Jnanam, Vignanam, Astikyam, Brahmakarma, Svabhavajam. Long list. These are the qualities of the scholarly class, thinking class in any society, whether it is Indian, tribal, or somewhere in some distant planet, more evolved society than human beings. Every society in this age or in Rama's age was divided by people who have tendency to be more thinking, contemplating type, knowledge-oriented. See, those people are who have these qualities of serenity, self-restraint, austerity, purity, forgiveness, and also uprightness, knowledge, realization of what is right and wrong, realization of what is my true self and what is my non-self, belief in God, Brahma, Astikyam, have a faith that there is some higher self than my this limited self, the Astikyam. Brahma Karma Svabhavajam, qualities of the Brahmanas. It does not say the one who was born in Brahmana family or falls into a Brahmana caste. Simply says that the group of people in any society who have these qualities, they fall into this type of activity. Because of their evolution in their intellectual pursuit, what I know in architecture today is a lot more than I knew in 1970s. How did that happen? My constant working in that field has given me more and more knowledge. Now, does that mean that because we should have equal rights, that I have to give up my knowledge and act like the guy who comes out of architecture school? No. This is with my own effort, I have achieved a status which is higher than the guy who comes out of architecture school today. So, by their own efforts and evolution, the people have achieved the state where they have developed these qualities. And we have seen, all we are doing is working in our inner equipment through our actions. There are some actions which purify my inner equipment. There are some actions which will pollute my inner equipment. If my actions were consistently to purify my inner equipment, I would have developed these qualities. And those who have done that, they are the Brahmanas, Bhagavan said, in any society. The next verse is, Shauryam, Tejo, Dhrutihi, Daksham, Yuddhe, Chapya Palayanam, Danam, Ishvara Bhavascha, Kshatram Karma Svabhavacham. Very, very simple. There are people who are scholarly and they have, through their evolution of their mind and intellect, reached a point of serenity and clarity that they can see things as they are. And therefore, in our old Puranas, the king has to go to this Rajguru, ask for advice. Because he, in his passion, may not see what is right or wrong, whether to attack that next territory or not. He goes to Rajguru and asks his permission. And Rajguru, because he is not attached into, he can see things as is and say, this is good for you or this is not good for you. This is right or wrong. Because he's devoid of the passion which the king is absorbed in. So, the next group of people in any society are the Kshatriyas. We obviously by now know that the Brahminas do the scholarly work, Kshatriyas did the political and protection and administering the country or the kingdom. So their quality should be prowess, splendor, firmness, dexterity, and also not fleeing from battle. Battle of life. Some of us run away from any situation when it is threatening, and some will face head on. The quality of Kshatriya is to face that situation head on. Generosity, lordliness, I mean leadership, what today we call it a leadership qualities. I was part of this leadership Metro Richmond group, and so was Rajesh. We want to develop leaders in this community so that they can take this community to the next level. I attended one of the seminars, and the guy said something which really I thought was pretty neat. He said, do not work in your business. You have to work on your business. See, my staff works in my business. I need to be constantly working on my business. In a sense that I need to have foresight. Okay, we have to work for next 6 months. What is going to happen the 6 months after that? So that's a leadership quality in any organization or any community, where the leaders have to constantly think about the future. So the people who have this quality, they have dexterity, they have prowess on certain skills, they're firm about what they believe in, they don't run away from any situation which is threatening, they're generous. Generous in a sense, they see the needs of others and make sure they are taken care. You're very generous about your family. We want to make sure that our children are taken care, my wife will be taken care even after I die, so we have insurance policy and all that. But rest of the community, we don't really care. The king has to think about the entire population the same way. So therefore he says, generosity, lordliness, that is, or lordliness, sorry, lordliness, that is leadership quality, that he is like, I'm responsible for all these people and I'll take care of them. So these are the qualities are Kshatriyas born of their nature. It didn't say because they were born in Kshatriya clan. Their own nature. And sometimes we can make a crude connection. We believe in reincarnation. We also believe that the next janma, where will I go? Depending on my own qualities. Depending on my own qualities, when I leave, I'm going to try to find the appropriate environment to exhaust my vasanas. So it is possible from that theory in equation, the people with the Kshatriyas or the Jivas with the Kshatriyas tendencies will seek the birth in Kshatriya families. But we don't need to get involved in that debate. All it says is Kshatriyas have these qualities born out of their own nature, not superimposed on them or not ordered of them, but their own nature. Next is Krishi, Gauraksha, Vanijyam, Vaishya Karma Svabhavajam. Third class, we are saying two classes in any society. We are not talking about the Indian society, probably India as a country did not exist at the time. And probably half of the India which we know was not part of this Aryavart at the time Gita was probably written. Okay. But simply says that in any society, as Bhagavan said, I have created four types of people. These types of people or different types of people are necessary for the functioning of any society. Society just cannot function if everybody wants to be a president. Then there won't be anybody to rule over or to guide them. If everybody is a leader, now that does happen in certain situations, right? Everybody is their leader. And then that meeting goes nowhere because everyone has their own idea and never there is any consensus. Society works because we are all different type of people. Today's buzzword in the corporate world, diversity. Diversity makes a company more successful, more profitable, more efficient. Without diversity, you go down into complexity. So, Bhagavan said, I have created this diversity in this universe, so the universe continues to function. Everyone act according to their own nature. So there are third type of people, Krushi, which is farming, Gauraksham, protecting the cows. Now, we obviously had the long discussion about why cow. In our culture, obviously, cow is very important. Cow is sacred. Why it is sacred? Anything on which my life depends is sacred. Therefore, sun is sacred, earth is sacred, air is sacred, fire is sacred. So was the cow in that society. If you know how the Indian society worked in the agrarian days, cow gave everything. Cow gave milk to sustain for nourishment. Cow gave those bullocks used in the farming. And then cow dung was the source of energy. What would you call it, the cow dung tablets? Gober. You burn into your chula. Cow dung was also a building material. How many of you have seen this, what you call the plastering in your home? I grew up with... Cow gave everything that you need to sustain your life in that society. Therefore, it was sacred. So what would a wise person tell you to do? Protect cows. Don't destroy cows. Who protects the wealth in our society? Who creates wealth in our society? Bill Gates, Steve Jobs in Apple. These are the baniyas in this country who created wealth. Those people are focused on the wealth of the community, how to create wealth and how to protect. Just creating wealth is not good enough. You need Warren Buffett to protect it too. So, these are the krushi, farming, creating wealth. They were creating wealth. Not only creating wealth, but they knew the value of how to preserve. So, gauraksham, protecting the wealth. Vanijyam, the transaction, the commerce. They were good at that. So, these people in the society, they provide this function, which in the Trinity, we have a Brahma. Brahma creates, you need Vishnu to sustain. These are the Vishnu's avatara in your society. Therefore, they are also called Vaishnavas, Vaniyas in Gujarati. They are the sustainer of wealth and creator of wealth. So, Krusi Gauraksha Vanijyam, Vaishyakarma Swabhavajam. Not imposed on them. It comes from their own nature. You read Warren Buffett's biography. He filed his tax return at the age of like 14 or 12 or something. And he took deduction for his bicycle for mileage. And some of us, even at the age 50, don't know how to take deduction from mileage. Swabhavajam, not his father said you should do that. It came out of his own nature. So, Vaishyakarma Swabhavajam is out of their own nature that they are providing this function in the society. Paricharyatmakam karma sudrasya api swabhavajam. And some, they are service-oriented. They serve others. All these people, the scholars and the kshatriyas and the vaishyas, they need people to support them. I can start an architectural firm, but it won't function unless I have people helping me to do work. You need people to support all these activities, and the mass of people in the society who support all these activities, paricharyatmakam, helping others, serving others, is the nature of Shudra. Sudrasyapi swabhavajam. He constantly used the word swabhavajam. It's not superimposed. Yes, if it is imposed, it's a sin. Slavery. How many of you say slavery was swabhavajam, that they wanted to become slaves? No, they didn't want to become slaves. Even the Indians were taken from India and were on indentured labors. It was not in their swabhavajam. They were superimposed and therefore it was a crime. Here, it is swabhavajam. Out of your own nature, you do that. When temple used to have food, some people will, as soon as that aarti and all they're done, they will go towards there and start serving people. Water, leke jate, you know. And the people like me will just sit there and chit-chat. It is not my swabhavajam to serve people, unfortunately. And there are people who are just serving time, you know. It's not superimposed in them in temple that you are going to do that. they, on their own nature, I mean, you will see even today, you go to canteen, there somebody will come and give you water. It just comes out of their nature to serve others. And Bhagwan said, paricharyatmakam karma. This serving others type of work come natural to kshudras. So all these qualities are by your own innate nature. My innate nature is built out of the quality of my inner equipment, my mind and intellect. My mind and intellect is nothing but the compilation of all the experiences I have. Since the time I realized that I am a single entity, I'm an individual entity, till this morning. So Bhagavan said it comes from Svabhavajam, and I'll continue to work on my mind and intellect till I realize that the limited self is not my real self. We'll stop right here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.